Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we're coming at you with a really great campground review of the Lazy River Jellystone in Gardner, New York. And Stephanie, this isn't quite the Catskills, right? It's like the Hudson Valley region.
It's the Hudson River region, yeah. But it is really the Catskills region. When anybody loosely refers to the Catskills, they'll think of the Mohonk House, all that stuff that is
right there. So we can call it the Catskills.
Yeah,
if anybody gets mad, they can email us.
If you want to show where the boundary is and prove to everybody that it's not technically that, then great
then
use
you
of your time.
Send me an email. Don't send it to Stephanie.
send it to me. I don't care.
Now, we visited the Lazy River Jellystone 4 to 5 years ago when it had recently been purchased by Northgate Resorts. And this company now owns, I don't know, they own 6 or 7 or 8 Jellystones, and they're all pretty awesome. So we were really interested to go back because we loved it 4 or 5 years ago. But clearly they had a lot of big plans in mind. So finally we did go back and we got to see this kind of vision unfold before our eyes. And we're really excited to talk about this campground today. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Focused on providing a way to create lasting memories, Jayco offers travel trailers, Class A motorhomes, and everything in between. With more standard features and an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, Jayco will go the distance for your family. Maximize every moment, no matter where the journey takes you. Visit your local Jayco dealer or Jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family.
Now, when I think of different types of campgrounds, I often like to think of like how long I would want to stay at that campground or how long I would recommend a person stay at that campground. And there are some amazing campgrounds that I would just say, go for 3 nights, you know, enjoy the campground. I really think the Lazy River Jellystone is somewhere you could consider for a full week's vacation. And that's partly because there's a lot to do right around the campground. And you mentioned some of the highlights. It's in a really beautiful part of New York State.
Yeah. And the problem is that the campground is so dynamic in terms of activities and amenities. And then the area surrounding it is so full of really beautiful outdoor opportunities and also historical sites. So if you just take a weekend here, it's very tricky to balance both. So there's a lot to do in this area. We've been here 3 different times, 2 times in sort of a longer capacity, probably 5 nights, six nights. And this time it was just a weekend and we couldn't even get off the campground.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going here for a weekend, you're not going to bother doing too much
sightseeing. But I do want to mention some of the really nice things in this area to kind of like get you thinking about a vacation here, even if you can carve out some more time than just a quick weekend getaway, right? So nearby is Lake Minnewaska, and it's such a beautiful place. Gorgeous hikes with these. It's like there's this one hike that's like a ridgeline hike around the lake, and you just get gorgeous views while you're going around. There's a swimming part of the lake that you can, you know, go to
there's
the
actually,
beach.
Actually, when we went there in the summer, there's like a little lifeguard there, and
yeah,
it's a great place to go for a swim.
Really
for
nice day
and that,
trip.
That hike is a beautiful hike. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great hike. And I say again and again, New York State is one of the most underrated states for RV travel in the country.
Then there's also the Mohonk Preserve nearby, which is a really famous place for hiking. There's the Mohonk House, which is gorgeous, at least to take a look at if you can't stay there for, say, about $500 a night in the off season, not even peak, right? There's also North South Lake, which we had some wonderful time kayaking on, swimming at, and also hiking at. And then our last visit here, we took a drive to Hyde Park, which is the NPS historical site that was the home of FDR. And we had a wonderful time
there. The boys loved
it.
His presidential library is there too, right?
Yes, and we didn't spend. Yeah, and that was actually what we didn't do because with the 3 kids, we just felt.
Oh, they were young.
But we did the tour of the house and we did the Junior Ranger program there that was like Secret Service based and fun.
That was one of the most unique Junior Ranger programs.
Yeah, it was. It was very different.
And then the funky town of New Paltz is really just 10 minutes away or so from the campground. And there's lots of cool options for food and some shopping. It's got a little bit of a hippie vibe or a college town kind
music,
of vibe.
You know, lots of breweries, that kind of a thing. So really great place.
So again, like a week's vacation kind of place. But to get to the campground, it is that type of Jellystone Resort campground that you really could just go and not leave if you didn't want to, because it's like an entire world there. And we loved it. I mean, it's off the hook in terms of the activities, the amenities. The sights are beautiful.
Yeah, and I was really interested to go back because I want to be completely honest here. When we were there 5 years ago, we were like, wow, this place is lovely. We really like the balance of the resort campground in this beautiful location, and there's the river running through it. But at the same time, this campground has built in popularity so much over the last 5 years as that Northgate company that bought it has developed it and grown it. It used to be just a privately owned family campground where there were a lot of seasonals, I think. And when the company came in, they were really refreshing it. And I'm thinking, you know, I hear all these people talking about going and how, you know, crowded it is and everything. I was like, are they going to be able to hold the crowd, right? So big, so much growth. And we went there and it was amazing how they had laid it all out. We were there on a Halloween weekend, one of the busiest weekends of the year. And I did not feel crowded at all.
Yeah, and you think they practically like doubled the size
at
of
least.
The campground.
It's so big.
Can I tell you one of the reasons why I think it worked really well? Like, if you look at a map of this campground, there's a section on the map as you're looking at it below the fishing pond, and you can find it by finding the mountain lodge and the pavilion and the playground. And it's a section of really, really nice RV sites that slope up a hill and have really nice views. And then there's also quite a few cabins in that area. But it's almost the size of a campground itself.
And yeah,
it's a
typical
new area.
Campground.
But what I think makes it really work is that it has its own playground. It has its own pavilion. And the mountain lodge is beautiful. So as the mountain lodge is like really beautiful. There's fireplaces, there's mountain views. So as they've added new areas, they've added new amenities to go with those areas.
Oh, 100%. In fact, there's three playgrounds that are spread out. There's three different real recreational hubs in this. And then on top of that, there's the whole water, you know, park area and everything. And that you're absolutely right at that. Campgrounds that put multiple amenities in different places, lots of bathhouses spread out throughout the campground, a couple of Gaga ball pits, right? Like, it really helps balance the feel of the place. And then on top of that, they added this entire registration area. So it took the registration away from the camp store area and like, you know, you don't get that
totally
in and out.
Yeah, that's so great that you mentioned that, because like the camp store, it's not like you're waiting in line to get milk or marshmallows.
And somebody's checking
because
in.
Because there's five people checking
right.
in.
Right. No, they really separated that out entirely. And then they added this entire other recreation area that is truly one of the best I've seen, with a tennis courts, basketball courts, a go-kart course. I mean,
it looks like something at a Disney resort.
You know what
it
looks
like?
A private school. Don't you think it looks like a private school campus over there?
It looks like
it has
private school
campus on that area. You're like, this is gorgeous.
I think a lot of campgrounds make the mistake of growing and just adding sites and then overtaxing all their amenities. But it seems like the Northgate formula is, as they add more sites, they add more stuff for people to do. And honestly, besides the Trail of Terror, which we'll talk about later, like, there weren't lines for anything. I mean, we really, it still maintained a bit of a small campground feel.
Like I said, I was skeptical.
And this was a Halloween weekend. I mean, we were there on a sold-out Halloween weekend.
I was like, is this going to be crazy compared to what we're happy with, you know, because it's just grown so much and it's so popular. And I have to tip my hat and say that they did it. They pulled it off. They've made a very large campground that can hold a lot of people. And they built up all the amenities and they built up the activities in a way that everybody there can do them. And they deserve credit for that.
And what Stephanie says over and over again about these Northgate Jellystones is that they get the RV site experience right too. Mm-hmm. A lot of resort campgrounds pack you in like sardines. The sites are small. The sites are not well designed, but then they have amazing pools and all that other stuff. And people just kind of deal with the fact that their site is subpar. But at these north gates, like Jellystone Quarryville, for instance.
Hagerstown,
Maryland, Jellystone, yeah. Lazy River.
Luray.
Almost, I'm not saying every site at the campground's amazing. I'm saying most of them are.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying 80 to 90% of the sites at these campgrounds are.
No, I think they do a good job. Yeah. I mean, they put in the, they make sure they do the landscaping right. They make sure they do the paving right. And I do think that they deserve credit for that. Now, I do want to just quickly say to any listeners who are like, what are they talking about? Jellystone, Northgate? Listen, Jellystone, here's a quick reminder. Jellystone is a franchise name. So private campgrounds can be owned by individuals, a family, or a larger company. And then they reach out and they say to Jellystone, we would like to be a Jellystone. And they pay for that franchise name. But they're owned by either individuals, families, or corporations. And this one is a corporation that owns quite a few Jellystones.
Fun fact, there are companies that own KOAs and Jellystones.
Right, yes. Right?
I mean, there's all these other kind of like sub companies in the camping world that own five campgrounds.
But I didn't want to be anybody out there like confused, like, wait, are they talking about a Northgate or a Jellystone?
Right. Now, if we were in between RVs, so we actually went and stayed in a pet friendly cabin, and thank goodness they had one available. But I really kind of do want to go back in our new RV. And Stephanie, to put you on the spot a little, where would you want to get a site?
All right.
Because we've stayed on the river last time with the RV. We stayed in a cabin up the hill. Mm-hmm. Then there's also the brand new area we talked about near the Mountain Lodge. So where would you want an RV site?
Yeah, I still think so. This is the kind of campground that while we're talking about it, we have the campground map always embedded in the show notes over at thervatlas.com. And it's really helpful to go over there and look while we talk probably. I want to say you have the ability to have any kind of site here, from 50-amp pull-through to 30-amp sites.
There's nice tent camping areas.
Rustic tent camping sites. Like, there really is every single level of site here, and you want to look at the map and figure out what's best for you. The area over by the river is the older part of the campground. And I still, even though the area up the hill that you talked about before is really beautiful, and I love the sweeping views that it offers over the valley, I still think that I would prefer to be on some of those river sites because I like the big field and I like the access to that hub of recreation that our boys particularly like, which is the Gaga ball pit and the basketball pit.
And the pools in the summer and stuff.
And yeah.
So for proximity, I think those riverfront sites are still the best.
But I'm saying the certain riverfront sites that I like a little bit more are the ones that are the red carpet RV ones because they're a little nicer than the premium
river.
They're
like a little bigger.
Yeah, and they're... I just think that
they're right in the thick of the action.
Absolutely.
Though.
But yeah. To me, at a Jellystone,
you want to be
I want to be in it because it helps me. I have kids that are the age that they can kind of go and play at the playground, but I can monitor it from my campsite. I don't have to be standing
and
there.
Right. And our cabin was so far away from the playground that it was
we
a
were
little
walking
bit of an
down.
Issue.
Like I sat now, down there at the Gaga ball pit at night.
I want to say this because I think this is an important tip for this campground. It is such a big campground at this point that you could end up having a site that you really love, but that is really pretty far away from the action. So two things I want to say. It's a great campground to splurge and rent a golf cart because mm-hmm. you can be far away. But then I have to say this too. They have governed the speed on the golf carts, and the golf carts are really, really almost comically slow.
The slowest golf carts
and
in all
like
of camping
you're like driving by other adults coming in the other direction. You're just kind of like laughing because you're really just going a bit faster than walking. And I have all the respect in the world for doing that because, you know, it's safety first at a Jellystone and there's so many kids around. And it's honestly, it's a huge problem at so many campgrounds that there are so many golf carts and they are so fast. And at a lot of other campgrounds, you see 14-year-olds blasting around in golf carts. Like, that is not the case here.
You can't have it both ways.
You are an adult, but it's only adults on the golf carts.
We can't complain
here.
When golf carts are whizzing around campgrounds and then complain when a campground has done something about it. I'm telling you, I love it. They've made these golf carts so slow. Like, you could not do any damage.
But I actually got one that was even slower than the slow ones, and people were passing me. So I went and brought it back. I was like, look, this one is – there's something wrong here. Like, this one's too slow. And the guy tested it, and he's like, yeah, you know, you're right. And he gave me another one.
So I would say, like I said, I love being along the river in those red carpet RV sites along the river. But if your kids really are big into fishing It might be nice for you to be in those green ones that are on the map that are the premium RV sites, because the fishing pond is really right there.
But you
there.
Can fish in the river. There's fishing area on the – it's the Wallkill River.
Yeah, but I think that the little fishing pond is easier for little guys. So.
I was really into the sites that slope up the hill at the top that had some mountain views, and that mountain lodge was beautiful. And while we were there, there's fireplaces in that in that mountain lodge area. Like, I don't know when they're used or how they use them. I should have inquired more about that, but it would be really nice to have a site up near there if you were also able to kind of go there and have a cozy fire at night, or if they were planning something like that.
And they do have a lot of seasonal campers at this campground, but I will say that they are spread out in a few different locations, and it doesn't feel like it is owned by the seasonal campers, right? That's something that sometimes people are sensitive to, and they feel like, oh, I feel like I'm almost made to feel like an outsider if there's a lot of seasonal campers.
And that's so smart when campgrounds spread people. That's an intentional strategy that smart campground owners do, is they spread the seasonals out so it doesn't get that clubby vibe. And I will also say too, and longtime listeners know what I mean, the seasonals here are really nice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these are people's like $80,000 fifth wheels on these seasonal sites. So I love this campground. It's definitely one of the best Jellystones in the country. And in the Northeast, it's just one of the best family resort RV campgrounds. And, you know, we're going...
Everything is next level. So every Jellystone will have a jumping pillow, right? Or a jump pad. But this campground not only has two of them, but they're next to a soccer field. It's next to free mini golf, right? It's next to maybe they have like the water slides and the multiple pools. So there's two different pools. Again, it's nice to spread people out, right? Take people away from the pool that's by the water slides and put them in a nicer, quieter family pool. And then also they'll set up the blow up water slide, you know, out in the field during the summer. So it's really all about having the level of amenities that can handle a lot of people.
And being at a resort campground and having that gigantic field where at any time you could go out and have a catch with your kids and have some space is really nice.
Oh, there's recreation areas everywhere. But I do want to say real quick that all the equipment is available at the office. And that's a really important point for me. Whenever we're traveling, like, you know, I don't want my kids to feel like, oh, if we don't have a basketball, they can't have a basketball. They had the recreation equipment, like the tennis rackets and the tennis ball. You could go into the registration office and get that.
Now, the most next level thing, and Stephanie, was it technically called the Trail of Terror?
Is that correct?
So we were there for a Halloween weekend, and they had
if you haven't booked a holiday weekend for next year,
go ahead and do it now.
Yeah, you missed out. Okay, it's a really amazing thing.
It was so much fun. And they had a trail of less terror. Like, I don't know what they called it, but they had one that was more for little kids.
It was like family-friendly.
Family-friendly, you know, scary trail. It wasn't really that scary.
Oh, it was called the not-so-scary.
The not-so-scary trail, yeah. But then the Trail of Terror, they recommended 12 and up. But Max and Thea, but they didn't, it wasn't forced. They were just recommending it. There might have been some age limit, but Max and Thea really wanted to do it. And so I signed up to do that with them. And then you hung out with Wesley back at the cabin. And the Trail of Terror was the scariest Trail of Terror ever in America.
We all came back like white.
I mean,
you were like, first of all, so pale. The people in it
are not allowed to touch you, but it felt like there was like 40 people in it, talking zombies, talking clowns, talking, you know, Frankenstein, talking monsters, and they chase you and they scream at you and they run after you. And about 3 minutes into this, both of my sons were begging for me to take them out. They were so scared they wanted to leave. And I'm having fun though, you know? I mean, I was scared, but I was having fun. And at that point, I wasn't sure, like, well, should we just finish it or should I really turn around? And I just kind of made the decision, like, I'm going to finish it because I think we're halfway in. Turned out we were not halfway in.
It went on and on and on.
It was so incredibly scary and well done. And one of my two sons, who I will not name, grabbed my shirt and hid under my shirt. And so I did the entire Trail of Terror almost with one of my boys under my shirt.
Yeah.
And I was holding both of their hands. Max and Theo do not hold my hand anymore.
No.
Both of them were gripping onto my hands, and we were running through the Trail of Terror screaming for the entire time. So when I got to the end of it, I was like, oh my God, that was totally amazing. That was actually really incredibly frightening. Maybe a bit too frightening for Max and Theo at their age, but like if you had teenagers, like this would be a real highlight in terms of something to do on an RV trip.
And Jellystones, and this is, you know, this is something that's, this Jellystone is phenomenal to visit any time of the year. You can go here for a summer vacation. You can go here in the spring, the fall, anything. Jellystones in general excel at the Halloween weekend. We've been to quite a few. Everybody loves them. I mean, they really go above and beyond most campgrounds when it comes to Halloween weekends. This campground did not
disappoint.
Because
Jellystones go above and beyond in general with activities.
Yeah.
And so they just flow naturally into Halloween-themed activities, where a lot of campgrounds just don't do a ton of family-centered, organized activities throughout the whole year. And then I think when they just try and do a big shebang at Halloween, it's like, okay, well, maybe you weren't that good at this to begin with. But at Jellystone, like, it's in their DNA to do this.
Yeah, they had the costume parade. They had all the trick-or-treating. So all the kids get into their costumes and you trick-or-treated all the campers, which is super fun. Then they follow it up with a Halloween dance party. We had the magical pumpkin patch where we went out and we planted our seeds on Saturday in the magical pumpkin patch. And we went back on Sunday. The magic seeds had grown into pumpkins and we picked the pumpkins and painted them. That was really cute. We have all the painted pumpkins outside of our house this whole fall, which has been nice.
You did the best one.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I really appreciate
it. And
then
Wesley and I also did a good job. And then Max and Theo were a little slapdash with their pumpkin painting.
Yeah, they've never been. They've never been
I don't know
crafty.
If they have the artistic. Well, that's not true.
I learned early on.
Theo's
early
a
on.
Musician.
Yeah, they're not.
Painting is like.
They don't really care. They could care less. It's not they're like, thing. Whatever. I'm not trying to
They
make
wanted the pumpkins,
nice.
Though. I'll tell you that. They wanted the pumpkins.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is really a good example of just an amazing amount of fun that you can have. If you don't do a holiday weekend in the fall, you really should think about putting it into your RV
and then also,
trip
like,
schedule.
When we pulled in, Wesley was like, Dad, the pool's closed. And I was like, yeah, Wes, it's like October 15th. The pool is closed. We're in New York State. I mean, like, we're not even talking that much right now about the water slides and the awesome pool and all that stuff because this was a Halloween visit. But like Stephanie said, this would make a great place for a summer vacation.
We might have spent a week here in the summer. Yeah. It might have been up to a week, maybe 5 or 6 nights last time, and we were able to enjoy all that pool, water slides. You can go any time of year, and it's an amazing place. This is, I think, a Jellystone to put at the top of your list if you're in the Northeast.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, 100%. I know I've talked about how much I love Hagerstown or, you know, the Maryland one. This is great. This is top notch.
It's great. It's great. And also, if you don't have an RV, if you're RV dreaming, like a lot of our listeners are, and you haven't purchased that RV yet, there's just a lot of good cabin options here, too, if you want to get out and get to the campground. And hopefully we will see you there.
See you at the campground. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.